welcome to our poster. It covers some of the research we perform in HITEST in the field of heart failure biomarkers, and namely brain natriuretic peptide, BNP. As you probably already know, the new heart failure drug Entresto was recently introduced into the clinical practice. Entresto is manufactured by Novartis and is a first-in-class RNA drug, short for angiotensin receptor neprilysin inhibitor. As follows from its name, Entresto inhibits neprilysin, the protease responsible for cleavage of bioactive form of natriuretic peptides, ANP and BNP. ANP and BNP promote cardioprotective effects in heart failure, so it is believed that possible impact of Entresto might be attributed to its ability to decrease neprilysin-mediated degradation of ANP and BNP. Entresto was shown to successfully reduce death and rehospitalization in patients with chronic and acute heart failure with a reduced ejection fraction, yet the drug is not equally effective for every patient and might also cause some side effects. So for clinical practice, it might be really useful to have a method to pick the patients who will benefit the most from Entresto treatment. However, the details of the impact that neprilysin inhibition has on BNP metabolism are not sufficiently explored. We hypothesized that the neprilysin-derived proteolytic fragments of BNP might be a useful tool to study BNP metabolism in context of neprilysin inhibition, and also some of these fragments might potentially serve as biomarkers to guide Entresto treatment. We previously reported one of such BNP fragments, BNP-NEO17-4, the peptide containing open ring structure. We have demonstrated in vitro and in animal model in vivo that BNP-NEO17 is formed by neprilysin cleavage between BNP residues 17 and 18, and that its formation is suppressed by neprilysin inhibition. We also demonstrated that BNP-NEO17 is present in human circulation. In the present study, we evaluated the short-term dynamics of the novel BNP-NEO17 form, along with NT-proBNP and total-BNP, in acute decompensated heart failure patients undergoing Entresto treatment. 12 patients participated in the study, all of them hospitalized with acute decompensated heart failure. You can see the patient's characteristics in the table in the poster. Patients received Entresto for 4 days. Blood was sampled at baseline before treatment initiation, then in 2, 26, and 74 hours after the initiation of the drug. We measured 3 BNP forms in the plasma samples. To assess NT-proBNP, we used automated Roche-Cobas analyzer. To measure the total BNP, which is the sum of bioactive BNP and BNP precursor proBNP, we used HITEST in-house single epitope sandwich BNP immunoassay. To detect BNP-NEO17 form, we used novel in-house sandwich immunoassay, which specifically binds the BNP ring open at 17 residue and cannot interact with intact BNP ring. As you can see from the table in the poster, the baseline NT-proBNP and total BNP concentrations both exceeded the cutoff level for heart failure diagnosis for all the patients included in the study. We also managed to successfully detect BNP-NEO17 form in the circulation of 11 out of 12 patients. Interestingly, BNP-NEO17 was undetectable in one patient, in spite of relatively high concentrations of NT-proBNP and total BNP. This fact indicates the existing diversity of bioactive BNP metabolism among individuals. We observed that during the treatment, NT-proBNP level decreased in all patients. Total BNP, on the other hand, did not exhibit any significant decrease. This might be due to the fact that a major part of the total BNP immune reactivity falls on BNP precursor proBNP, which is not susceptible to neprilysin cleavage. BNP-NEO17 exhibited no pronounced drop in concentration during Entresto treatment and in demonstrated diverse dynamics. Interestingly, BNP-NEO17 levels did not correlate with total BNP level, which indicate that BNP-NEO17 concentration is an independent parameter reflecting neprilysin impact on BNP metabolism. To explain the diverse dynamics of BNP-NEO17 level during treatment, we may refer to the fact that neprilysin cleaves BNP at multiple sites, which leads to formation of various truncated forms, while BNP-NEO17 is the product of the primary ring structure cleavage. We hypothesized that if the initial neprilysin activity is high, then more degraded BNP forms would be more abundant in the circulation than BNP-NEO17. In this case, neprilysin inhibition might lead to an increase in the level of less degraded forms, such as BNP-NEO17. If the initial neprilysin activity is low, its inhibition might cause BNP-NAS17 level reduction. So we conclude that BNP-NAS17 form is present in the circulation of acute decompensated heart failure patients, and that its level demonstrate diverse dynamics during entrectinib treatment. We believe that monitoring the BNP-NAS17 or other neprilysin-derived BNP forms during treatment might shed more light on the perspective of the neprilysin inhibition-based therapy guidance. Thank you very much for your interest in our research. I will be happy to answer your questions in the chat, and also don't forget to visit the HITEST showcase in the Virtual Expo.